Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's our last show today. We have to go get real jobs and provide for our families.
So, Woody, after many years here at the Cromwell Studios on Murfreesboro Road, not the road with the best reputation.
Yes.
You had the first encounter that you expected a long time ago.
Yeah, driving in this morning, I think right there as I got off of I-24 in Harding Place, I believe for the first time ever since working here, driving to work, I think I saw a hooker. I didn't stop to ask. I thought about turning around Oscar's Taco parking lot and then coming back around and taking another look. But yeah, she was dressed, had the big heels. The ones that say, hey, fellas, is your ship in town?
If you ask, is that solicitation?
Yes, it is.
Like, I think it is.
I think it would have been hilarious if you just wanted to ask, are you a hooker? I'm not interested.
Yeah,
I need a good story for the radio.
Yeah.
They're undercover and they capture. Yeah.
Are you a cop? Because if you're a cop, you have to tell me. It's funny. We, of course, I have to admit, yesterday, going through Facebook, I was getting a little teary-eyed about some of the comments people were making. Really sweet things people were saying.
I can't even do it.
Yeah.
If anybody's going like, well, where's Jim? Like, Jim can't emotionally.
I'm sure today is also going to be a bittersweet emotional day, but, and we'll have to move on with our lives starting tomorrow. But also, one of the things that said, a girl named Chastity said, I met Woody at the ER at Vanderbilt years ago. What a nice guy. And this remember when we were working at the other radio station and the people that did the show House, he rides a motorcycle.
Yes.
They sent a little tiny motorcycle and we thought, let's go play with it. So we drove around the back alley at the radio station in this little tiny motorcycle.
And
I remember that.
Everybody on staff said, hey, Woody. You should wear a helmet.
No!
I'm just going to drive it, like 12 feet.
I'm not going to need a helmet.
So, yeah. And, hey, everybody, wear a helmet.
Immediately did, like, this crazy Evel Knievel flip flying in the air.
And my head bounced off the concrete a couple times. I had to go to the ER.
Public service announcement.
That's it. See? Live and learn.
And that was how she met you.
Yes.
You're like, what are you in for? Oh, I flipped a mini bike in the back of a radio station. What happened to you? Oh, I was shot. Stories from the ER.
I'm in the ER for being an idiot. Many people who worked with us in the past became very successful after leaving the Woody and Jim show.
That's how it works. And we're looking back at some of the goofy things that, especially things that people may not have known, or if they knew about something, they didn't know the inside behind the scenes stuff.
That's right.
And you teased just a few minutes ago, you're going to talk about a stolen vehicle.
Yes, and I had shared a few moments prior to that. There was a new station, Durango. I went through a wreck with that whole deal. I was kind of on probation. Got off that, and you guys had encouraged me, Brian, just get back out there, go do it, just go do the next one. Hey, you're
back
all
on
over
the horse.
Yeah, and I was like, man, you're right. You guys are right. So they had, they had this remote downtown Banana Joe's. If you guys remember that, Second Avenue.
Yep.
So I'm down there with the afternoon guy on a Saturday night, and I'm so excited. I'm kind of doing the thing. We're doing the broadcast. Everything's going well, and on those remotes, you can't miss the live broadcast. That's the deal.
Right.
Right.
When it's time to go on the air, you better be ready.
You have a certain time. You have to be there.
Yeah. So you had four of them. Normally the second and third one were your money ones, right? You
need to
kind of make sure. So we come out. We nailed the first one. I'm ready, kind of getting through the crowd, going out. I walk out to go test everything, grab the microphone for the second one. and there's a major problem. The vehicle was completely stolen off 2nd Avenue.
The radio station vehicle that has all your equipment and everything in it.
The antenna, everything, you name it. It's all completely gone.
Gone. Oh, my God.
This is my first event back after probation. And so, and behind the scenes would be, we called it in on the phone, recorded one.
Right.
To just play it on the air. And I was a nervous wreck. Ironically, the building that we're in today, those guys, so Marco and Scotty O'Brien, if you remember those guys.
Back in the day in 102.5 The Party, yeah.
They played a fun prank knowing that I was kind of sweating. Stolen the vehicle.
And just moved it.
Moved the whole box truck, and it was gone.
Playfully pranked you.
Yeah. Wow. And that was before the day of social media, so, you know, you couldn't post the picture of me just looking like I was a nervous wreck. But, oh, man, I was in a bad spot.
And looking back now, the afternoon guy that was with you was Billy Breeze.
Billy Breeze.
Who is now, I believe, he's on a Bill Cosby scholarship somewhere right now. If anyone was familiar with him, he can't be on the show today because he would have to cross state lines.
Possibly,
yes.
He was the OG Epstein Island.
Yes. That's right. He was Epstein before it was cool.
Yeah, everything about it was a little sketchy.
So
we don't know exactly the full story, but there's enough to be suspicious.
So brutal. Do we have time for one more?
Sure. Yeah.
At that time, like the late '90s, early 2000, NSYNC. Was just everything. They were taking over. And the No Strings Attached, Bye 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 album, right?
My came favorite.
Out. Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
So they were coming to town for a concert around May, around Cinco de Mayo, right?
Gotta be May.
Yes. You guys came up with this incredible, incredible like contest to give away tickets. Do you remember this?
Cheesy.
It was cheesy, but it was fun. In Cinco de Mayo.
Uh-huh.
So we filled tubs, I mean, just large canisters of mayo.
With mayonnaise!
Yeah. And then somehow along the way, Jim's like, it would be really cool if Brian was a human pinata while people are, you know, digging into some mayo.
So we put balloons all over you and put prizes in them, and people got to hit you with a stick.
What? Never been more proud.
Yeah. There's pictures of you covered in balloons and smiling with a sombrero on. It's the best time ever.
It's that weird feeling where you're like, oh, that poor guy. Wait, I think he likes it. I think he likes it
too much. Well, we love you, Brian, and don't be a stranger. Let's all grab lunch soon.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
I may be your server by that time, so we'll find out.
Love you, brother.
Thank you, guys. You guys have been great.
And one of the people who made our stay over at that other station so much fun, Zach, is on the line. Hello, Zach.
Hi. Good morning, friend.
How are you?
Zach, good morning.
I'm so good.
I texted you for your birthday, and you never sent anything back, you bastard.
I'm so sorry.
It's our last show. We can stay whatever we want.
I literally did not even know that you texted me, so I'm so sorry.
Oh, good. You probably have me, banned. You probably don't even get it.
Yeah, I think I blocked you, actually. Yeah, blocked
claims you never saw it.
Yeah, never saw it.
You guys, I have a fun fact for you.
Yes.
Today, to this day, was 12 years ago that you guys hired me.
Really?
Wow.
12 years ago to the day.
I remember that day, actually.
Yeah?
The best day of your life, you mean?
Yes.
The best day of everyone's life who has ears.
Exactly. Yeah, we had Rich Davison a little earlier. We have Brian, our first intern, with us. Savannah's going to be joining us in just a little while. It'll be a lot of fun. It's kind of like a little reunion we're having.
I love it. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Thanks for being had.
So, Zach, you came on the show as a result of, like, this is the most, like, typical Nashville experience. Your mom was a vet tech, and I had my dog at that place, met her, had, like, a fabulous time. Your mom is wonderful. Just ask anybody. And we ended up connecting on Facebook. She says, hey, my son Zach is hoping to do an internship. What about on the Woody and Jim show? And then eventually you interned with us, and like so many, you showed that you were awesome, and we said, you got to come and actually work for us.
Somehow you kept me around.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That is honestly such a good question. I ask that every single day. I'm like, literally, I would show up like still drunk from the night before. And I'm like, how do I still have a job?
You know, the sad part is, even though you, at that point you probably were a terrible employee, you were better than all the people that came before you.
Right, right.
So like, hey, this is an improvement.
A still drunk Zach was much better than some of the other interns.
Sure, he's drunk, but he showed up, which is more than most of them. Like,
you don't have to be good. You just have to be there.
That's fair.
Zach, you made it fun. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, you made it fun. I loved having you on the show.
Well, honestly, you guys, I had the best time of my life. Like, I never thought I would be excited to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work, but I literally woke up every single day just because I was excited to hang out with you. And I was thinking about it last night, and I was like, you know, my favorite part about being on the show was nothing that we ever did on the air.
It was hanging out.
It was just being with you, and the fact that, like, I got to see Woody be a doodad for the first time, and I got to see Jim's daughter graduate college and get married. Like, and like all of the things that we got to experience as like a family outside of the on-air show was literally part of my favorite part of it.
Wow. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's incredible.
Well, we couldn't do our goodbye show without having you on here, Zach, and we really appreciate taking a few minutes away from what you're doing now, so...
Of course. Well, I love you so much. You guys are icons, and you will be missed in the Nashville area. We know that much.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're so kind. And before you go, because I don't want to go on a sentimental note, I want to just ask, like, do any moments stand out for you where you were doing something for us on our show where you said, oh, my God, what have I gotten myself into?
100%.
Yes.
When you guys made me dress up in the rat costume and go dumpster diving.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
I remember that.
Yeah. We had people guess what you might find in the dumpster behind the radio station, but you had to be dressed as a rat.
Literally, to this day, people will come up to me because I would call it dumpster juice. To this day, people will be like, I remember the dumpster juice. I'm like, that's the legend that I get to live with.
Oh, that's what I needed to hear and feel again.
That memory.
And starting tomorrow, we'll probably be dumpster diving ourselves just to feed our families. We love you, Zach.
Love you, take care of yourself.
Been joined by Brian, our first intern back in the day, with us now. A very successful person since he left the Woody and Jim show. And we're looking back on some of the stuff that we don't even remember doing.
Yeah, there's
so much fun.
Like a certain amnesia.
Yeah,
for when you have done like a couple thousand of these shows.
Right?
I was like, okay, tell me what we did.
Do you guys remember? You guys were looking. You called it Danger Boy. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, it was like
we looked for character. Somebody who would do stunts for the show. Yeah,
and so to do it, you guys wanted someone to put a video like tape together,
right?
Like an audition, if you will. So we went out and we did three things. We had a local firefighter who was also a Titans player, Aaron Kenny.
Remember him.
Back in the day, yeah.
I was wearing everything, which is nothing, except for the firefighter jacket.
Okay, had the turnout coat on, yeah.
And at point blank range, she just opens up the hose from the fire truck and just completely knocked me off my feet.
Exactly. Wow.
Horrible.
It was brutal. So that was one.
Yeah.
Act two was... I went to a local bowling alley, Playmore Lanes, which is not here anymore.
And after this, they're not here anymore.
I put on like baseball catcher's gear,
yeah,
the mask, you know, the chest protection. Ran down the lane like a human bowling ball to slide into the pins was the goal. But what you don't realize is that catcher's mitt just doesn't slide like a bowling ball.
The lane is not that oiled.
Yeah,
it's like disc brakes.
It took some work to kind of two, three times make that happen. But the third one, and I hope I paint this picture really well.
Yeah.
If my mom and dad are listening, I apologize. But I was on a cuffed to a basketball pole,
mm-hmm.
and I was wearing only a jock strap with a station logo appropriately in the right places.
Strategically, so yeah.
Yeah, and so...
Still safe for work.
So the deal was... We were telling people they could shoot at me with this, you know, paint gun, but I was 100 yards away, 50 yards away maybe. And the first guy gets up there, he's like a sharpshooter. And he just nails me in the uppermost inner portion of the thigh where the jockstrap is not. And I can't run. I can't move.
Yes. Remind everybody, you're handcuffed.
Yes. Yes. I'm cuffed to the pole. I may have yelled some things.
Oh, things. Yeah.
But oddly enough, there's a happy ending because you were still able to create children after that.
We want to go with happy ending there.
Yes. Well done, Adam.
Brian, we love you. We really appreciate you coming by.
Absolutely, man. I can't believe this is the last show. Let's just do it again. Let's just stay on all day.
All right.
Yeah, we're doing this show for free right now. We'll just start doing it door to door.
We're all here for free.
Yeah. Gina.
Hi.
Hey, Gina. Hello.
Gina McGee's here.
Yes.
And you brought your baby Paisley.
I did. Yeah. Yes.
She's adorable.
She is adorable.
She's so cute.
I let my husband sleep. At least one of us is sleeping in the house.
There you go.
Yeah.
So what, how old is she now?
She's almost 7 months. She's like 6.5 months. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And motherhood, how is it treating you? You look fantastic.
Thank you.
It looks like you're loving life.
Yes. Yeah. It's been good. She's been such an easy baby, honestly. And I hate saying that because every time I say that, people follow up with like, oh, well, you know, your second is going to be awful because your first.
Wait.
Yeah. So I'm like, I get it. I know I'm doomed to have a terrible second baby. And we understand.
Yeah. And girls early are very easy. It's not till they become like nine years old or so.
Then
boys will have physical damage. You know, girls will just, you know, they'll beat up your heart.
Yeah, emotional. I know. I hope to God for Landon, like, she's our only girl, because having me and her in the house and then, like, during her teenage years is just not going to be fun. So. Oh.
But she'll always get her way because, yeah, she'll be daddy's girl.
Oh, yeah, she already is. So it's fine. It's fine.
So, Gina, when you started with us, mm-hmm. what did you think it was going to be like? And then what was it like? Were we scarier than you imagined? Mm-hmm.
No, I was just like, yeah. No, honestly, I thought I was just going to be kind of like in the background and mm-hmm. not be involved, but like, mm-hmm. I mean, towards the end, like I was on air, well, kind of right from the jump, like on air and like almost an equal part of the show. And you guys were way more welcoming than I thought. And I told you guys this so many times, like, you guys have every right to be like, oh, we're, you know, we have this status, we reached here, like you're just a peasant. You guys never were from the jump. You were so welcoming, so encouraging, like offering me tips, advice, all the things. So like it literally, I mean this when I say this, it was a dream come true working with you guys.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
You were awesome.
And same here, you know, like immediately, you know, there's... It's so hard to have chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Chemistry can't be like created in a lab. You
right.
can't force things. But like the day we met you.
Yeah,
like,
we said, oh, she's good.
She works. Yeah. She's perfect.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've I definitely got miss it. Thank you.
I know you're working like in the corporate world.
Yeah.
But what is it? Can you just, some people don't understand it. Like, why do people who do radio constantly want to go back to do radio when they leave?
Yeah.
It's like a drug.
It really, it's like an adrenaline rush. It's mm-hmm. so fun. And like, I'm not kidding, waking up, and I never woke up and dreaded coming to work, which I feel like most people do nowadays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was so fun working with you guys. We just got to have fun. Like, this is a fun job.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes there were harder days or, like, when nothing was going on in the world and we had to, like, figure out what to talk about. But, you know, for the most part, it was so fun. And so I think that's what brings people back. And also, like, the encouragement we get from listeners, too, who are like, oh, I had such a hard day. You made my day. Or, you know, just people listening to you because, you know, when I'm at home, I don't think my husband listens to me. So it's nice to know that somebody's actually listening.
Somebody!
I'd get one last jab in there, you know?
Right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's so true, though. And I want to say, like, people over the years have always said, like, oh, you know, all those listeners, they must be crazy. No. They're the nicest people.
Yeah.
Really.
I have made the best friends mm-hmm. of my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And our relationship has 99% been they've been doing whatever they do in the morning and we've been doing whatever we have, having fun in this room.
Yeah.
But we just did it together. And then we connect from time to time and people are They're great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really sweet. We've had so many, you know, very heartwarming messages on Facebook and everything about, you know, us wrapping up the show and everything like that. And it's I've been touched.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't even look.
Yeah.
Like, I will look in a couple of days. Yeah. So if you don't see me respond, it's because I can't go there emotionally.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I cry all the time anyway. So, you know, I cry at Disney movies. I cry at any movie.
Sex.
Yeah, I cry after sex.
You're one of those.
Yeah, people who have sex with me also cry, as long as they don't point. Gina, you are awesome, and best of luck with your new career, and of course, Paisley, who is so adorable.
Yes, thank you.
We'll have to take some pictures cutest. Before you go.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We should probably mention, this is a tip for any local sports teams. You know, if the Titans or the Predators have a big game coming up, and the president calls you and says, can I be involved in some way? Politely say no. Because he screwed over the soccer team, the World Cup.
They were winning until he stepped in.
And said, hey, no, let our best player play. And that way we'll beat Belgium. But no, Belgium just kicked our ass.
And we're done.
Yeah. And when he showed up for that one game for the Knicks, game that they lost.
Another thing the president ruined.
Right.
So if he calls and says, can I be involved in your team in some way, politely say no, or just, you know, send him the voicemail.
Post-presidency, don't hire, like, the Trump pool people.
But I understand that today is working on calling FIFA and having the loss overturned for the United States. So, yeah, in the record books, there'll be an asterisk. But, yes, we beat Belgium. We sure did.
It's all his fault.
Storm FIFA.
Yeah. He just calls it. What I need is 4 more goals. That's all I need because we won. All right. There's your latest sports update with Woody and Jim. It's the long, tedious goodbye with the Woody and Jim Show on Totally Hits 93.3, our final broadcast. And we have a lot of folks come in today that you may remember if you've been a longtime listener to the Woody and Jim Show. And one of them, one of our favorites here right now, it's Savannah Graham.
Hi, you guys.
Savannah! We were just spent like the last 20 minutes just hugging. It's so great to see you again.
Oh my goodness. I haven't seen you guys in person.
Yeah.
Since like before I resigned from the place that shall not be named.
Oh, yeah. No, no, it's the river.
Yeah. Okay. Before I left the river, I literally like, you know, we had FaceTimed and like, texted a little bit, but I haven't been able to wrap my arms around you in years. So like the way that like I feel like I'm swallowing a frog.
Yeah,
you know, like I there's tears in my eyes. Like I feel I was thinking on my way in here, like, wow, I haven't spent my morning like driving in to see these guys in
forever,
so long.
Yeah,
and there are so many things about the way that I still spend my mornings, like even not being on your show anymore, that have everything to do with you and like that period of my life. Like this is so embarrassing. I feel like after I left the show, there were things like my body still wakes me up like at radio hours.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, wow.
And I still, the first thing I do is I go and I get some Starbies because I'm basic.
It's required.
Yeah. And you know, I just drive around because like I haven't had like the treehouse to come to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like my body and my mind are awake.
Wow.
And so I'll just drive around drinking coffee, just kind of like, it's like my apparatus doesn't know what to do with mornings that aren't spent with you anymore.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's so sweet. And now, since you left, then you've become like a successful photographer. You've got a whole lot of things going on.
Well, am I allowed to say what I do for a living?
You can say whatever you want. What are they going to do, fire us?
Let me with the caveat, like I've been, one of our listeners, Adam Hayes, he referred to me as being off leash once.
Okay.
Since I left the show.
Love that phrase.
That's a good thing.
And I feel like I've been off leash for such a long time that I'm scared that I'm going to like drop a word.
There's
that I shouldn't.
Okay.
Or like something. Yeah. So I'm going to try so hard not to do that. But, like, good news is it's, like, your last show ever. So if I ruin it, then, like, what
yeah,
do I do?
Yeah.
I don't
whatever.
Work here. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
then we'll all have a radio story to tell the rest of our lives.
Exactly.
Remember that time that we got pushed off the air? Remember that?
Right. Or maybe it would be, like, very Colbert if I, like, commit some sort of, like, right? FCC or royalties violation. And then, like,
said that yesterday. That's what I've been recommending all day.
We need to find some unlicensed thing.
Go out with a fine.
Are we allowed to, like, have anything nice anymore? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, these institutions of, like, pop culture and like community, like, and I would argue that like you guys are that staple in Nashville. Like, I could talk for a gajillion years about how even when I was still with you guys at the River, like, I was seeing the way, like, we would talk about it sometimes, mm-hmm. like the way that the landscape of like the music industry and radio and broadcasting was changing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you know, I think one of the most one of the thoughts that I have the most about it is like, while industry is going to continue to evolve and like people are going to prioritize like their profit margins and whatever, they can't replace community.
Yeah.
And like ultimately, like wherever you guys have been and however much like these corporate executive dum-dums think that like.
Thanks for holding back. That was nice.
Local radio doesn't matter or it doesn't connect. It does.
It does.
It does matter. I mean, and like your fans, which, you know, come from a series of decades. Like, I grew up listening to you guys.
You were on our show
at like 10 years old.
You were 10 years old and you came in and sang.
As a guest.
Yeah, so I it's a long story, my dude. But like, but I'm just saying, like, you guys, like, there is no Nashville that I've literally ever existed in that doesn't include you guys. Like, from the time I was a child to like the best years of my adult professional life in so many ways. And like, even after I left the show, like, you guys are part of like the fingerprint of this city as much as it's been changing. And I'm just so grateful that I've been able to be a part of it at all.
We had some laughs.
We're grateful.
We had a lot of laughs. And we're so glad you're here.
Yeah.
And
the Savannah Grimm era is such a great era. We were just talking about that off the air, that if we do a Taylor Swift like eras tour, that the Savannah Grimm era is going to be an encore. Like, we had an amazing time. When we first met Savannah professionally, she was a pregnant MTSU student.
A super pregnant.
So
pregnant. You were
pregnant.
So pregnant. You, yeah. You could almost see the baby's head.
No, I know. And you guys like live tweeted his birth.
Yeah.
And now he's about to be 13 years old.
Oh my God, Wolfie is 13.
I don't feel old enough to have a 13-year-old. Like, I'm only 33, and so I'm just like, how did that happen? I was basically a child bride.
Yes, you were.
But like, it's very chic to have at least one divorce under your belt. I'll die on that hill. You know, it's just like, I don't know. Now I take pictures of naked women largely for a living.
And the men of America appreciate it.
I'm saying it's a win-win.
It is.
You know,
win-win.
Like, everyone's happy.
So these are the stuff that they would share with the people that they love.
Yes.
Right?
So yeah, absolutely. Or like a self-empowerment thing, which I feel like is like very on brand for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way you make them feel during those shoots is as important as the pictures that come from them, right?
I would argue it's like so much more important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I feel like my life looks so different in a lot of ways. And there's so many little things that I feel like I'm still trying to figure out, like, without having this as like my anchor point.
Yeah.
But there are some things about me that are the same. Like, I feel like the girl power, rah-rah feminism thing.
Right.
Like, you guys.
Remember that when we did Girl Power Week?
That was so fun.
That was so fun. We had to do a thing where we had to wear weights, you know, in our sports bra to see what that was like.
Or I used a little, like, muscle thingies on you to simulate period cramps.
And and actual contractions.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. I actually was, you know, when you asked me if I would come be on the show or whatever, like, I was thinking to myself, like, geez, well, I don't know what the plan is. And to our credit, I feel like we've rarely ever had more than a concept of a plan for a lot of things that we do on
right.
the air.
But we did it anyway.
Yeah. But, you know, I was asking myself, I was like, man, if there were things that, like, made a big impact on me, or, like, segments or bits or whatever that we did that, like, I really had the most fun with, I definitely think, like, girl power was, like, one of the things that came to mind for me first.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We were thinking, too, we did a live broadcast on St. Patrick's Day. And Savannah was nice enough to sit in a kiddie pool that we filled with milk and Lucky Charms.
There were so many goofy things. And we mentioned this once on a live stream, I think, but it's a day that shall live in infamy is when you did shots of my breast milk. Like that too.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yes.
That was iconic.
Yeah.
That was so iconic. Yeah.
She was producing.
Yeah.
And we were imbibing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And breast milk is awesome, you guys.
I'm saying. It's so good for you. It's like liquid gold.
Gina's baby's out in the hall. She can attest. Breast milk is awesome.
Maybe it's not too late.
Two thumbs up for the breast milk.
I'm just saying. It's like we basically like made like a blood pact.
That's
like
right. No matter how much you feel it. We're until 10.
Like no matter how much time has passed, like because you guys have literally ingested my body's breast milk, like you're basically, I own you.
Children. Wow. Like, we're your children.
It's like Vampire Diaries, but with breast milk.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's like.
Let me reset. If you're just tuning in, this is the Woody and Jim show. We are on Totally Hits 93.3. And this is our last show.
Yes.
So we've had a parade of friends, family, and people that have been a part of our broadcast life here in Nashville over the last close to 30 years.
Yeah.
Savannah Grimm joining us in the studio right now. One of the things, it came from Girl Power Week, so I'm going to talk about one of the memories that just like, I can't even wrap my head around.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy. And also one of the most like heartwarming things is when Woody and Jim show was going out, like we got to know each other very well. We got to know, like our families became part of the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And off the air. So we got to know your dad, who was just sweetest guy in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
Who, you know, drove every famous artist, their tour bus.
He did. Yeah.
And he was their security, and he did just this amazing life. And when you were doing Girl Power Week to us, which was a rare flip, which is why it was the best, right? And the day you had us doing, wearing the devices that simulated contractions of childbirth.
Yeah.
At the same time, your father was driving, I think, Bob Seger and his band.
I think so.
Somewhere in the country.
Yeah.
And they had pulled the bus over and were watching the live stream.
Oh, yeah. And having the best time.
So, like, in that moment, it was like, this is the craziest thing. I've got a machine strapped to me that's making me go through childbirth.
And look at the famous eyes that are on us right now.
Yeah, and
the iconic eyes. Yeah, and my dad said that they were literally, like, crying. Like, am I allowed to say pissing
myself? Yeah.
They were pissing themselves.
Yeah, I think that's, that's only appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was sweet. And, like, even just, like, the way that I felt so connected to my dad, like, through working with you guys and like working in music and stuff like that, like our paths would cross a lot of the time, like because he was on a tour for an artist that we would, you know, play on that station or whatever.
We have a big event for, and we have a meet and greet and concert.
Yeah. And I think, you know, me and my dad like didn't even talk every day, but he would listen to the show every time that he was on the road and he knew that we were on the air. And so it even kept me tethered to my dad.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You got to be close in a way that most people don't.
No, exactly. Like that's so special. And like, you know, that was, I would say like losing him was kind of ground zero for like why you guys eventually lost me. Was just, I was so hard.
I can understand a huge loss in your life like that. And your dad was so awesome.
Yeah.
He really was.
And he loved you guys.
Yeah.
Like I feel like every time he would see you, he would get kind of like, bashful, and he wouldn't like cry, but you could see his eyes kind of glisten.
Yeah.
He'd be like, thanks for taking care
of me. Yeah. We were kind of like your uncles.
Yeah.
Yep. Taking care of you, making sure you're safe.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Should we take a break?
We're going to take a
break.
We're going to come back. We're going to play Gender Wars, the final Gender Wars we play.
Ever?
Yes. Until we
Hold
get
on.
Another gig sometime.
Hold on. I was going to say, we don't care about anything right now.
We don't care about anything.
Okay, so then I'm just going to keep talking for a second. Like, this isn't I don't care. Sorry. I'm not on the payroll.
Neither are we.
Yeah,
brother.
We've been working as volunteers since the middle of April.
Okay, great. Hold on. I think I just unplugged my headphones. Regardless, whatever. You guys aren't like actually done forever.
This is it.
This is probably it. Jim has another job.
What?
Outside of radio.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be giving plasma and perhaps panhandling starting tomorrow.
Dude-war? We could like sell a calendar of
dude-war photo shoots.
Yeah. Oh,
we could do like some scantily clad, salacious photos.
Let's workshop this.
We can I'm just saying, I have ideas.
Let me get on Ozempic for about a month or two, and then we'll do
it. Like, what do you mean, dad bod's hot?
Anyways. And I've got plenty of it.
Well, go to commercial or something. Right. I have, yeah.
Let's collect ourselves.
Okay. All right.
Gender Wars.
And we're going to play Gender Wars. Okay. And we have Savannah and Jay Smooth, who we know from The River, too, who was behind the scenes guy. Going to play Gender Wars coming up with Woody and Jim. Our final tedious goodbye show. Yes.
Woody's holding all the questions.
Things are a little upside down today. It's
How
the final
gender
show.
Wars work, Woody asks, on the last day of
doing
it.
We've only done it for 35 years.
Oh my God, 35.
In various cities and markets and radio stations. All right. One more time we do it. It is Gender Wars brought to you by Tree Fellers. Go to localtreefellers.com for your tree removal needs. All right, representing the ladies, you heard moments ago, we have Savannah Grimm with us.
What's up, you guys?
And for the guys, we have Jay Smooth, the behind-the-scenes imaging guy that we used to work with.
He's the guy that made all the things that sounded cool on our show for decades.
Yeah, true.
And now he's drowning in a corporate radio cesspool.
Sorry, my dude.
He's fine. He's thriving.
All right. We will begin the questions with multiple choice. Remember, you both have a screw you can use if you need it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here we go. Savannah, would you find a head gasket in a toilet, a car engine, or a propane gas grill?
A car engine.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Wait, they get progressively harder, right?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Jay Smooth, Jeremy.
Yes.
Is De Beers a company that sells shoes, diamonds, or cosmetics? Oh, jeez. Get right up on that mic.
Mm. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah. He's a surprising guy. De Beers.
What's the choices again?
Shoes, diamonds, or cosmetics?
I have no idea. Let's go with cosmetics.
No, diamonds.
Diamonds. Okay. Savannah has a 1-0 lead. Savannah, what are you shopping for if you visit jacklinks.com?
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky! Nice.
If it involves meat, she's gonna know the answer.
Some things never change.
She's the steak queen.
Yeah. Wash it down with a shot of breast milk.
All right, question for the boy. For Jace Move, a water carrier is the symbol of what sign of the zodiac? Oh
my God. Remember, you have a screw if you need it.
I'm going to screw, Savannah.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Savannah, you know nothing about astrology, do you?
Is it Aquarius?
It is.
Is it yes?
Is it? Is it?
Oh, it is.
Okay. And Jim, you're an Aquarius.
I am an Aquarius.
An Aquarius icon.
Ah.
Although there's some debate in the community whether I
cusps
should.
Cusps aren't real.
Okay. Oh, are cusps not real?
I've decided
okay.
Unilaterally for the whole of humanity, you're an Aquarius king.
All right.
Oh, that's
I'm
nice.
I'm going to own it and I'm going to live my true Aquarius self.
There you
and
go.
And I can tell you why.
I don't really care.
Okay. I feel like at least 50% of our conversations have gone for as long as we've loved each other.
I pretended for a minute, but then I couldn't hold that anymore.
It's fine.
Savannah is the winner.
You are the winner.
There's no way Jason could come
Jeremy.
Back.
Suck it, Jeremy.
The girls won the final game.
Woo! See?
Hell as it should yeah.
be. The world is as it should be.
I did right by my species.
It's Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. All right, we'll be back with a little bit more with Savannah coming up in just a couple seconds. It's the final Woody and Jim show on Totally Hits 93.3. Savannah Grimm joining us. And we were just talking off the air about how you became a big-time player on the Woody and Jim show.
These are the behind-the-scenes stories.
Yeah, and it's an interesting story.
The public has never heard.
A story we love to tell.
And I don't know if I even really know.
I think that this is the kind of drama people like, ooh, let me pull my chair in. Let's hear more of the tea.
One of the people on the show earlier in the years was a woman who let's not say her name, but her it rhymes with Riley Couture. If you remember Riley, she was with us for a brief time, and she was poison. She was not fun.
She was difficult.
She was really into herself.
And a diva. And while she was there, she was kind of like, she had one of the main mics on the show. And
right.
A big part of the show. But that was also while Savannah was working behind the scenes.
As a very pregnant intern.
Yeah. And producing and helping us out in all these different ways. And Riley was just, she tolerated us, but she was not. You know, it was bad, but she wasn't that bad. But if she perceived somebody to be lower on the food chain, she was nasty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she was mean to people.
And there was one day where I just remember, like, she just brought you to tears. She was just, it was like the most terrible way to treat a fellow colleague.
Oh my goodness, tell me everything you remember about that, because I think I vaguely remember it, but I also like trauma blocked
it's,
it out.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wait, what happened to me, Jim?
She was like screaming at you in the hallway. You were in tears, and we were like, this felt really bad. This has to end. This is awful.
You made a young pregnant lady cry.
Wait, right? Do you remember what it was about? Because I feel like I do.
I don't remember what
started it.
I think it's like, she would get kind of weird when she felt like I was, like, you guys were bringing me in to, like, tell little stories or something.
Threatened. Yeah, we'd bring you on to tell a fun story because we'd hear it off the air and says, oh, you got to come on the air and tell this.
And so she would get really upset whenever you guys put me on the air.
Oh, and she said, I'm the woman on the show.
Yeah, that is what it was.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it started.
Yeah, and that broke my heart.
Well, one day she called in sick, which we loved when she would call in sick. And Savannah was nice enough to fill in and do the entertainment news and all that kind of stuff on the show.
First day she had ever done all the things.
No, I was so scared. And like, you guys told me, and I was like, what are you talking about, though?
She stepped up
and sounded
great spotlight.
And just killed it. And our consultant, radio consultant, came in later and says, hey, the show today sounded great. Riley sounded really good. And we had to look at him and go, that wasn't Riley. That was Savannah, our intern.
And he was like, really? And we're like, yes, that's the first time she's ever done this. He's like, you're kidding me.
Because she sounded great. She sounded natural. You had a great, chemistry together. And then, you know, we proceeded to tell her all our problems that we had with Riley. And he looked at us and went, would you like me to find her another job? And we said, oh, my God, yes. Please get her out of our sight.
That's crazy.
And so, literally within days, he found her another job in another city.
Yeah.
And I remember being in the car when I got a call from her where she was breaking the news to me that she was leaving and going to another job. And I had to pretend I didn't know anything about it. And I was so sad. We're going to miss you so much.
Well, let's keep in touch forever.
You.
And then all of a sudden, click, unfriend.
That's so wild. No, I really, like, to this day, you know, people will still come up to me. And the way that it happens is, like, they'll hear me laughing, like, in a restaurant or something.
And they recognize
And they'll walk up to me and they'll be like, I'm so sorry to do this, but I would know that laugh anywhere. Like, you're Savannah, aren't you?
Yeah.
Woody and Jim Show. Like, to this day, that happens all the time. And people will ask me, like, how I got into radio and, like, oh, did you study this at school and, like, whatever. I'm like, no, it was literally, like, the happiest accident ever. Like, the day I went on the air for the first time and you guys, like, told me that I was going to be Riley for the day and, like, do all her things, I was terrified. I'm like, but I don't have a radio voice. Like, I don't know. What does that little red light do? Like, I felt like such a deer in the headlights.
And that was the best thing.
And you killed it.
Because you just... It had to be you.
And you've been killing it ever since.
Thank you. I feel like I can't accept that totally, but I appreciate the sentiment.
It's so good catching up with you.
Yeah, I'm stuttering. I'm stammering. I can't get my life together right now. Like, it just feels like being at home. Like, it never feels like the few times that we have talked, and even like right now, finally being in the same room after all these years, it doesn't feel like any time has passed. Like, I know it has, but I have always felt so comfortable with you guys. Like, that feeling in this kind of world that we're living in today, like, with as much as it's changing,
it's the country being so divided.
Well, it's just priceless. Like, it's just such a comfort thing. And I know that, like, your listeners and your fans feel a similar way. Like, maybe they've never been on the show with you, but, like, that level of, like, home and comfort and community, like, I know that's gonna stay with them forever. Like, your shoes are not easily filled.
Yours either.
Yeah.
Thank you.
and starting tomorrow, I'll be taking my shoes out to the corner of Harding Place and I-24 with my cardboard sign.
Playing a tuba for tips.
Yes. Savannah, we love you, and let's not let so much time go by again.
No, it's like the goofiest thing we've ever done.
I know. We keep saying, oh, let's do lunch or do something together, and then we always get busy and forget.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Again, I don't really care about your broadcast because it's the last one, so what are they going to do, you know?
Yeah. What are they going to do, fire us?
Yeah, okay. Who cares? I know that all the response that I've seen from people hearing that this is your last show or whatever, they're like, okay, but start a podcast. Or like, why don't you guys start a podcast? Or like,
I don't think that's out of the question.
Okay.
We could still do that.
Okay. And you know what?
It takes a long time to monetize.
Sure. But
just for fun.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Because again, like, you know, money aside, and obviously we all have to feed ourselves. You know, again, I take pictures of naked women for a living at this point. And it's usually wedding gifts for people getting married.
Do you need somebody to wipe off your lens or anything?
You're like, oh my God, girl, do you need a production assistant?
Do you need an assistant?
Do you need someone to make them feel unsafe?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we all have to feed our families.
You'll be taking pictures and go, Woody, bring in my glitter boy. Glitter boy, get in here. And I'll say, yes, Miss Graham, I'm here.
Yeah, I know you would do that job and put your whole heart into it.
I would.
But like,
that's what I was born for.
Money aside, needing to pay your bills aside, like I do think that I don't want to say you have a responsibility to your fans, but you have a responsibility to your fans. And like, nobody's ready for this. And like, again, we just lost Colbert, so like,
right.
You know what I mean? Nashville hardly looks anything the way it used to. So even if you just did something for fun and it was like one or two episodes a month, I think that would mean a lot to people. And you should let me help.
We will do that. Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Especially if she's involved.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. We've made a plan now.
Perfect.
And Jim, you have your movie critics podcast.
I have a podcast studio.
You have the equipment. We're just going to all barge into Jim's house and do this.
Savannah's mom can make the costumes.
Oh, my God.
We'll do it in the barn.
Hey, you guys, let's put on a show.
We can figure it out. Nashville doesn't have to lose all of this permanently.
That's true. See?
Just because corporate America sucks.
Let's just do it in a different form.
Yeah.
Slightly.
You have lifted my spirits.
You have lifted mine for as long as I've been alive.
So awesome having you here. And yes, you will hear us again.
Okay.
Somewhere.
We needed to give people
somehow.
Some hope.
All right.
Yeah.
There
Savannah,
you go.
Continue to crush the game.
Ditto.
We love you.
Love you.
We've had so many people joining us in the studio this morning, just all the memories, and we've had a kind of a bittersweet morning.
It's been really cool, though, because
it is.
These are all the people that matter so much to us that aren't our audience,
right.
Which is in a different way. But the people who have like come in and out of our lives that have just made it so amazing.
Yeah.
And two of those people have just joined us. Casey and Mamie from Seacrest Studios, which is the like radio studio inside the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt. That, I mean, we've been hanging out for 10 years?
At least.
10 years.
We hit our anniversary not long ago.
I think we started our first year we did the radiothon, raising money for the hospital, I think was 2004 maybe?
I think so, yeah.
And we did it every year for a while. And now, you know, even when we had that long hiatus where we didn't have a job, we still went out and played bingo with the kids. And you guys are awesome, and you're still killing it.
Well, we've loved every single minute, and I refuse to believe this is the end. It's not. It can't be. But you guys are such a staple in the work we do at the hospital in Seacrest Studios. So many of our patients and families look forward to having you guys there. They'll come by the studio and ask when you're coming by and when we're playing bingo. So we can't thank you enough for all the joy you've brought to our space. And we can't wait for you to still keep coming to the hospital.
Yeah, you can't get rid of us.
In your next jobs, who do we need to write a note to? Who does Ryan Seacrest need to write a note to?
My next boss has already said, go do Seacrest Studios at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And keep doing your thing, because everybody knows it's a cool thing. And people will say like, okay, I know we've mentioned this before on the radiothons where we're, you know, raising money, but this is truly the fact. It is one of the best places on earth, and we have it right here in Nashville. And there are like, we will just jump in once a month and we're going to play with kids and their families and maybe give them a happy distraction from the stuff they've got going on in the life and the reason that they're there at the hospital. You guys do that every single day. And I think that makes you the kind of people that we want to forever be around because like you do what you do. You're great at what you do, but you're also doing it for the mission.
Yeah. Well, and thank God you guys are going to keep coming because it gets us off the air. They can finally hear professionals.
Air quotes, professionals. Yeah, Jim's new job will allow him to do it. I have no new job yet, so I can be there in an hour and a half. you need anybody to take the garbage out or anything like that? Anybody to mop up when you guys are done?
And listen, I do want to be selfish for a minute because
please.
I grew up here. I'm from here. I've been listening to you guys my whole life. And it's crazy to me that I'm standing here in the room in what y'all are pretending is your last show. but I'm super grateful for the way that you impacted the way I grew up and appreciate radio and music and now do it semi-professionally, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Yes, you do.
I'm just thankful for y'all.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I didn't grow up here. I'm one of the transplants that has come to Nashville.
Ruined our traffic.
Well, but yeah.
Drove up home prices.
But you're not from California, so we'll give you a pass.
But you guys have been a staple of my adult career and such a wonderful example of true mentors and cheerleaders in this field especially. It's not always easy to find people who have such amazing experience in this profession who are also champions for other people.
It's always been a treat for us to go out there and of course a lot of the kids we've got to see grow up. You know, sometimes, you know, people were in a bad, somebody might be going through cancer treatments, losing all their hair and being in a bad shape. And then we get to see them like a year or two later and they're like making a rebound. And then, you know, they're just, you know, you guys do such amazing stuff at the hospital.
That's why we bond.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why we love you, why you appear to love us.
We adore you.
Thanks for tolerating us for all these years.
Can we get a bingo on the board?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Bingo on the board! So, we always start with a little Bucky's introduction.
We've created like 10 years of bingo tradition and this inside language of playing bingo.
And it confuses and delights everyone who comes down to play.
But we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care. It's about having fun and it makes us laugh and we're having a good time.
Yes, we can say those things in front of y'all and nobody, you know, nobody thinks twice about it. If we say it in front of other people, which we do.
Yes.
We get a lot of weird looks.
Like you
what
have two
are you talking
heads.
About?
No one laughs.
Yeah. So we've been talking about all the weird physical things that we have made the people on our show do. But I think one of my favorite recent memories is the physical thing you made us do. Casey, do you want to describe for people what happened?
You're talking about the burritos, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, I guess it was Gina and I, right?
Yeah.
We were y'all's hands.
Yeah.
Me
and Jim had to sit at a table with our hands behind our back.
And wearing you hoodies, stuck we kind of went through the arm holes of the hoodies. And
so you are our hands.
Yes.
It was interesting.
And we helped you eat burritos for National Burrito Day.
Right. You couldn't see our mouth. You were just kind of shoving it in and we're taking drinks and all kinds of stuff like that.
Jim got second-degree chemical burns on his mouth from
all
the
hot
sauce.
It was fun.
I mean, it was amazing because I'm sitting there pretending they're my hands. I'm like, oh, so apparently I'm spreading the hottest sauce on earth on this tortilla.
The Diablo sauce.
Now I'm going to wear it as a face mask, as a treatment, as a spa treatment. And yes, my face was red for about 8 hours from the burns of that.
It wasn't a competition. It was just merely a...
As they should.
The kids won. It was an exhibition, not a competition.
Yes, but everyone won except us.
there's some good video clips around there of that.
That's amazing.
And we have one other little inside joke. We actually brought some, I think, with us, right?
Uh-oh.
What you got?
Y'all are cobbler boys, right?
Oh, you're the one who loves cobbler.
Yes.
Casey
loves
likes
his
cobbler.
Pie without crust.
It is the best birthday. Get rid of cake. Get rid of cupcakes. Get rid of all of it. Give me a warm fruit filled with butter.
Some occasions call for cobbler. We thought this was one of them.
An occasion. A cobbler occasion. It's a cobbler occasion.
There's cobbler on the board?
No, yeah. There's cobbler on the board. Mamie was kind enough to bring cobbler for all of us in here today.
So, nice. Yeah. All right, well, we'll run to a commercial and we'll have some cobbler.
Let's cobble cobbler.
Get him quiet.
Yeah, put something in Woody's mouth so he doesn't talk. It's a perfect thing. We love you guys, and we'll see you soon, okay? And we will be back in some form or another. You can count on that. It's the awkward, tedious, final goodbye show for the Woody and Jim Show on Totally Hits 93.3. Only 1 hour left. 1 hour left.
Wow.
We've had a lot of fun this morning. We've had a lot of folks come by, people that we've worked with in the past and have been part of the Woody and Jim Show, people that we love and respected. And for some reason, we also have intern Adam. Now, Adam is in Los Angeles, so we let you sleep in a little bit. And you are right now a big-time producer for American Idol.
Oh, yes. Hi, guys. I'd say it's good to hear your voices, but honestly, I'm suffering from a lot of trauma right now because of it.
Yes. PTSD.
Because of the stuff we made you do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I bring the curtain down on what's actually happening while this conversation is going on?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Because he's going to do it anyway, whether you say yes or no.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you going to do? Fire me? Adam has this great job with American Idol, and it's a somewhat public-facing job, so they have to worry about their reputation. I still don't know why they hired you. But because you are talking to us in a broadcast forum, you have a handler on the line ready to shut this down. Should it go south? Is that correct?
Exactly. This is correct. Yes. I am not on a leash. I am just being protected from you all.
I see.
Really? I think there's going to be a little dispute over who's protecting who from what. Because I feel like you're coming in hot.
You have locked me. You guys locked me in nursing homes. You put a shock collar on me. You sent me into homes where people didn't suspect that I would actually walk through the front door.
Mm-hmm.
You have made me dress up as a leprechaun and run down Broadway in the middle of rush hour in the morning.
Good times.
You have made me eat 30 White Castles for Nickelback.
See, you're bringing up stuff that I don't remember we did, but I'm sure we did.
I'm just going to say for the record, because this might be used in litigation against us, yes. I don't recall any of this happening.
I do not recall. But
well, you know what I can recall is my two dads. You guys were a part of my formative years in Nashville, a decade together on the air. We did things that most people dream of, and we're in places and in rooms and talking to people that still feels like a dream. And if there are two people deserving to be part of whatever National Radio Hall of Fame there is, you two deserve to be that. And you need to rightfully take your place. And I hope that the listening audience knows the passion and the respect that you have for the city and for each other. And when you're off the air, your crappy attitudes do disappear, and you are very, very lovely people. And, Woody, I hope you get the night off from Chili's tonight, and you have a great evening, okay?
Wow, Chili's, do you know somebody? Because 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'm going to be looking for a gig somewhere. So, yeah, Chili's. I'll bring my baby back ribs.
You got enough of them.
I mean, Adam, so many people who have come through and been part of the Woody and Jim Show, and then as soon as they left, they became very successful. Adam is just one of those people.
Yeah.
You know, but I always tell people that the foundation of who I am is still built on who I became when I was part of the program for, like I said, nearly a decade. And it's the people that we met and we got introduced to and the lessons we learned and oversleeping about 99 times a year and getting woken up by you all and
oh my
feels a
God.
Little bit of fear in somebody.
Yes, and yes. It's like 7 o'clock. Is he showing up? He's too drunk. Yeah. He's sleeping through his phone ringing.
And then you would finally come in and you'd say, "Are you guys mad? We're not mad. Just do your job. Just get to work."
What was I supposed to do? The station was making money off of me going out and partying until midnight.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the only pay you got.
I'm overdoing it for work, you guys. But we had so much fun when, you know, something you can't do nowadays, where we did What Do You Do Wednesday, where you had to go out there and knock on people's doors and ask them what they did for a living to live in such a nice house. And, you know, nowadays, you're not going to be able to knock on somebody's door without them coming to the door with a shotgun.
There was no stand your ground laws.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look, especially in the state of Tennessee right now, I wouldn't be doing that. Let me tell you that.
Yes,
right.
But do you remember back in the day when the lady invited me into her house and then held me captive?
Yes.
And we had to actually go on the air live and ask for a listener to call in to get the address to come and save me.
Right,
and
yes.
A wonderful nurse came and saved me. That was real stuff. And a lot of people thought it was fake, but
no, it was real stuff. She invited you in, a nice lady in Green Hills, and you had to listen to, you know, moldy phonograph records and eat, you know, stale cookies from the bottom of her purse.
It was like a Blumhouse
you
horror
can't
movie.
Leave.
Just like, yeah, the heretic where, yeah, he gets invited in and you could have never left.
Yeah,
we would never hear from you again.
That lady was later featured in the movie Weapons.
And Gladys. You bring up a great point, Adam, is our listeners are amazing. Okay, so
Yes. Is
the silliest stuff that we're doing. And then all of a sudden, Adam finds himself in a situation where he doesn't know about his personal safety. And not one person, but so many people offered to come. I'm going to come and Liam Neeson you out of this situation.
That's right. A certain set of skills.
Right? And like, I'm going to uproot my life for a couple hours, maybe do something dangerous because I care about this guy and how that he's going to be okay because he's part of the family. And that is the coolest thing about all the years of doing this show is the bond we have with people that we feel right back.
Yeah.
Is like anybody who's never experienced it, you are missing like one of the greatest treasures of life because people are
exactly. They're
so cool.
Yeah.
Especially in that town in Nashville. But, you know, when I started with you guys, I think it was 2002, maybe, you know, 2003, but, you know, there was this sense of larger community in Nashville and there still is, but it has gotten a little, you know, bright and shiny, but
a little diluted.
The community there in Nashville is something that I truly miss, and that family atmosphere and knowing your neighbors and you know, growing up with you all on the radio. I say growing up because I was a little wild. And you know, doing all these things and making friendships of people that would just call in. You know, one of my lifelong friends from just being a part of this radio world with you all is Martina McBride. And yes, I'm going to name drop.
Oh, please.
She listened. And, you know, also, hey, you still got the bell.
Oh, we still got the bell. The shameless plug bell is still in function.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. And, you know, Taylor Swift grew up listening to the Woody and Jim show. So you have all of these folks that grew up and they know parts of us that other people just wouldn't. And that's the greatest thing about the show that we did together and the show that you guys have done. And I'm so proud of you all. You are prehistoric dinosaurs that have somehow survived every place that you've walked into.
No lies detected.
We're the Mitch McConnell of radio. We're going to pass out in a ditch somewhere.
My handler is on the line.
Oh, all right. Well, that's okay. I said it. You didn't.
I got to say this, guys. You know, I was very worried about my career after you all, but I have landed at a place that is just an absolute joy to work at. Fremantle. I went to America's Got Talent, and now I'm at American Idol. They trust me to be in front of the camera on TikTok. They trust me to listen to people singing to – you know, trust in my ears to listen to them and see something in them. And right now we're having auditions. You can go to AmericanIdol.com/auditions.
All right.
And sign up for the new season, ages 15 to 28. Please do it. I would love to see someone from the Woody and Jim listening audience make it on American Idol this year.
Very cool.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Isn't it cool that you, like, you did our show and we trusted you and like, okay, you come on our show, be great. And then now you're doing the same thing on American Idol for other people. Like, you're saying, like, come on into the show and be great. This is kind of cool.
Yes. Be great. At the end of the day, we should all just strive to be kind and be great, which is what I didn't know in my 20s.
But you've grown out of that. And look at you being an adult and everything now. That's great.
Trying to. I also want to bring up one thing, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
You know when you fired me?
Yeah, we didn't, actually.
We didn't fire you. Well,
somebody did.
I don't know if you recall it like that, but I do. you know, you thought you were getting rid of one evil gay, right? And then you hired Zach,
yes,
another gay that turned out to be evil, and then took your job. So come on, I'm
that's
not
true.
The worst gay
it did happen.
Okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have to watch ourselves. We're obviously an evil gay magnet.
Yeah, but then it went and bit us in the ass. That's wow. When you put it that way, looking in the rearview mirror, that is how it went down.
Yeah, I believe okay. Bit you in the ass is foreplay too, right? It's our last show. What are they going to do? Fire us?
Ron, are you there? Ron, do we need to shut this down?
Okay,
Ron?
I think yeah. Adam's handler says this is enough.
Yes, not Adam Sandler, his handler. Yeah, Adam, thank you so much. Love you, brother.
We wish you nothing but the best.
Hey, I love you guys, and thank you so much. And I cannot wait to ever stay in touch again.
Yes, let's continue to not contact each other. It'll be fun. Love you, Adam. You take care of yourself. We've had a lot of fun this morning. We had, of course, so many fun guests come through. We had Brian, our first intern, come in. We had Rich Davis, program director from back in the day at the River. Zach, who is still working in radio around here, and one of our best friends. We had Gina, who, of course, joined the show not long ago. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. And, of course, Savannah is here.
Hi.
And you said you were going to shock and surprise us with something, that you were going to give us an inquisition of some sort.
Well, I don't want to, like, I have questions.
Okay.
I think a lot of people have questions. And, in fact, I know people have a lot of questions because, like, I still get asked questions
okay.
about stuff. And honestly, like, a lot of the times, like, I haven't known how to answer because
okay.
I've been in the dark about stuff just as much as all the normies.
Okay.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Be a stand-in okay. for
yeah.
the audience.
All right.
Be their
exactly.
advocate.
So I'm like, I need
we're
to,
an open
like.
Book.
Right. Okay. So, like, when. Wait, hold on. Let me preface this by, like, okay. asking, like, whatever. NDA or something that you probably had to sign in theory, like when you left the other place.
Oh, okay.
Is that still applicable?
Did we ever sign anything?
Because I had to sign stuff when I resigned. Like, I had to sign a lot of stuff.
Well, we didn't resign.
Yeah.
We were resigned.
Since they let us go.
Yeah. They said, hey, you guys make, we can hire somebody to make... You know, do what you're doing kind of for like a third of the money,
right.
and so bye.
Right.
Yeah.
You were a big contract, weren't you?
We were, well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't the end of the contract. It wasn't like they said, like, oh, we're not going to renew your contract.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But there was, okay, so I'm not going to be completely honest here.
That's okay. And if you like,
yeah, because there's things like I don't want to give weight to things that aren't real. And
totally.
If I do, mm-hmm. it will give those things like actual
legs. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like I was okay. I'm gonna just tell you, from like my perspective
sure.
how okay. it seemed the public was metabolizing what was going on to you
mm-hmm.
and the questions I got about it. And like if you can't say anything, that's fine.
Okay.
You could just blink and I'll know and screw okay. everybody else that's listening. Sure. I have the answers.
Right eye means yes. The left eye means no.
Right. Okay. So the way that it appeared on the outside was that you guys were unceremoniously just like locked out of the building. True or false?
Somewhat true.
That is true. We had to actually, Jonathan, our program director there, we had to contact him to box up all our stuff. We weren't allowed in the building again.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, remember I had a desk that had, you know, 7,000 Funko Pops
on
it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was the most chaotic thing I've ever seen. It was a masterpiece. Yeah.
And they're still, like, in boxes in my garage right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were at home on a Friday afternoon when they said, okay, we need to have a conference, you know, Zoom meeting with you and, you know, other people are going to be on it. Yeah,
higher ups from the
and
company.
So I can completely say this. It was for me, because they talked to me and then Woody, or Woody then me. I forget the
I think they didn't want to talk to us at the same time.
Right. Yeah. And so it was like our immediate boss, Jonathan, great guy.
Yeah, we still love him.
His boss and a few other people who actually were all really nice.
Yeah.
So
sure.
The decision to part ways with us did not come at the local level.
No, it was a corporate thing.
It was a corporate decision. Yeah. We were pretty much just lines on a budget.
Yeah, and they, no, 1,000%.
That's the way it is in corporate radio right now.
Purely, like, they felt awful.
Mm-hmm.
And they said so.
No, having to be ones to deliver that news, I'm sure that they just wanted to, like, leave the planet. You know what I mean? I know that felt horrible. Because you're an institution. You have been for so many decades. It's like, wow, to be this messenger.
Right.
Why does God hate me?
Yeah. So
deliver me from this. Take this cup and let it pass from me vibes. You know?
Right?
Yeah.
I can't speak for Woody. You should say it. But I did not expect that call to be like the end of my employment. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Right.
I wasn't like, oh, here it comes. And in radio, you always think that's going to be your last day. They're going to fire me every day you work there. You think that.
Nobody ever feels comfortable.
But in that case, I didn't expect it.
It was the one time that you were like,
chill. I let my guard down. Oh, that was wrong. They got me.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what we said when we came on here today, knowing it was our last show, that it rarely in radio do you know it's your last show.
Yeah.
Usually it's like after the show is over, they say the boss wants to see you in the office
and blah, blah, blah.
And here's a box with all your belongings. Goodbye.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Right.
So my girlfriend actually mentioned this is the send off that you should have been able to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You've been doing it before.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm starting to cry now. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I'm honored. I'm honored in that way that, like, when you did have a say in what your final show would be like it means the world to me that you asked me to be here.
Yeah,
like,
we couldn't do it without you.
That's why, like, no hesitation, again, split second when you text me. I'm like, just tell me what time. Give me the address. I don't know what we're doing, but let's do it. Like,
yeah.
Okay, and I have another follow-up question. This could be controversial. But again, I'm getting the scoop for the fandom.
Okay.
You're welcome, you guys.
It's okay.
It seems as if the, you know, like, that company, they just, like, tweeted some vague stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of just, like...
Lawyers made that, wrote those.
Your lack of send-off was such an insult to, like, Nashville as a community. And I think we were all pissed. I know we were all pissed.
People told
us. Yeah. That company, they have a tendency to let a lot of people go all the time.
Oh, sure.
And they want to just erase you and forget you ever existed.
No, increasing profit margins. Yeah. Like, they'll exploit you for as long as they can. They'll pay you pennies. They want all your talent, all your time, all your loyalty. Uh-huh. And then the second that, like, oop. You know, it's just like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what's destroyed radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, companies like that are what, you know,
right.
they can do so much more with so few people now.
Right. Yeah.
That they don't need humans.
Well, no. And like from my perspective, like when I was still there, like I wasn't just on the show, like I was music director. I'm pretty sure my NDA is expired by now, surely.
I'm sure.
But like, you know, I was a music director and I remember that like towards the end of my time there, like they were starting to roll out like essentially what's AI technology and they wanted me to use it to like curate the playlist and things like that. And I told them, I was like, no.
I'm not going to train my replacement.
That's never going to happen. Well, and it wasn't even like... Obviously, there's like an element of like, I don't want to train my replacement, but it was more so like, I know this community. I grew up here. I grew up on Music Row. I know what good music sounds like. and yep. I don't need a robot to make that decision for me. Right. And like,
and to give you the decisions you made, and you had to put your name on it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like
you
it
don't
was
want to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like music has soul, and that's not something that any corporate executive who knows how to balance a ledger really understands.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I felt it myself in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But like, as far as your show is concerned. I think we always made jokes over the years that like, you know, like, oh, they're going to have to kick us out of the building. Like, we're never going to retire.
Right.
Like, we're going to do something that gets us in trouble. And that's going to be the thing that gets us kicked off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it wasn't like that.
Okay. Just... That's what I wanted to know, because yeah. There were a lot of rumors going around that you had said, Woody, you had said something controversial that like, got the show into trouble, and like for legality purposes, you guys were effectively canceled. And like, I will say, without knowing what the truth is, I do think that would be kind of on brand in a sense that like, oh, Woody said right. something outrageous and hilarious, and like, it's not exactly PC, so canceled. You know what I mean?
Yes, as I've gotten older, I have less and less of a filter.
but so you're saying that's not true. Like, you didn't actually do anything wrong. You're just expensive because you were veterans and worth your time and brand.
We should have seen like in the months leading up to our departure, shows like ours in other parts of the country
were also getting because they want to syndicate everything.
Yeah, and we didn't see the pattern that they were getting rid of local hosts.
Oh, and these are you people in huge markets,
right?
Like Los Angeles and New York were just all of a sudden shown the door, and we thought, okay, well, it's going to hit us eventually.
Yeah,
and it did.
Yeah.
So
there was never a time where you like showed up. And your key card didn't work. Like, you were at home.
No, we already knew,
Right, okay. Right. No, yeah. It was like an afternoon. We're not in-house.
Yeah. Well, thank you for, like, letting me ask a question about it. Because, here's the thing is, like, when it happened, obviously, like, I was with you guys for the better part of a decade.
Right.
And so many people, like, that's still how they know me and who I am is like, oh, it's Savannah from the Woody and Jim Show. And so the way that my phone overheated, exploded, the battery drained so quickly. It was like that one time I gave out my number on the air.
That's right. You gave it accidentally and you said it really fast, and all of a sudden you got like 9,000 texts.
Yeah. It was like that. And people were like, oh my God, did you see this? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
And I was just like, you guys, like, I am just as in the dark as you are. Like, I had my suspicions, and I figured it's just like corporate greed. They're ruining everything. Like, who cares about community when, like, you can increase your shareholders, like, profits, you know?
They
I figured that's
us.
What it was.
They stopped us before we had the pleasure of ruining everything.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would have been smarter for them to at least try to make it seem like they cared. Like,
no, because they're a big corporation. They don't give a shit.
And again, I know the people in the building cared.
They don't give a shoot about anything.
No, they don't.
I almost said it.
Yeah.
Didn't say it.
Well, I can I can say, like, definitively that being off-leash is really fun. And, like, in so many ways, I think you'll be better off. Like,
I agree.
We have made a commitment now. If you're just tuning in and haven't been hearing what we've been talking about this morning, Savannah has convinced us, as a lot of people have been saying, we should do a podcast.
Yeah.
And we will, and we'll be able to swear and everything.
It's so great.
We can say so many dirty words.
No, it's so fun.
Oh, it's going to be so dirty.
I will say that that's something that is cool. With all the changes that, like, entertainment as a whole is going through, I do think it's neat that there is so much power in our hands as individuals, and there's so much power in community. And
like never before.
Exactly. And you guys have that. And so, like, maybe just for your own, like, spiritual nourishment to, like, have the opportunity to do a podcast where, like, you're not worried about, like, selling endorsement deals, and you're not worried about FCC regulations.
Right.
You have to finish the break by 43
exactly.
minutes past the hour.
Right.
Yes.
You can't say a bad word because the station will lose its light. Like all these rules that I think podcasters have never known.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you go like, oh, your DJs are so lame.
Yeah.
They just sound like this.
It was required of the job.
Right, so being off-leash is really fun, and I think that, like, I know that so many of my favorite moments with you guys were things that happened off the air because we could never have the same show on the air that we were having off the air.
The second the off button of the mics was pressed, that next 15 seconds was probably the funniest stuff that ever happened.
Right. Like, you guys, you have such a like a wealth of hilarity and wisdom and like heart that could never be confined to like a minute and a half long bit between two songs. And like, I just think there's a lot of opportunity for you here, and like, endings can be bittersweet, but like, butterflies are kind of my spirit animal these days. Yes. And like, the reason for that is like, metamorphosis is like so necessary, and it can feel like a death sometimes, but like, the way that you're like reborn and able to fly further than before, like, I think you can do that. And I think people want that for you. Like, they want to see you succeed, and they want to feel that you're integrated into their lives the same way that you have been for decades, but without being under the thumb of like people who don't care to understand, like, and just never will, you know? So,
well, thanks for putting us in a cocoon and letting us be butterflies. you have given us a purpose now.
You've always had a purpose.
It'll be unleashed, off the leash with Woody and Jim.
No, it'll be so fun. And if I could just say like one more thing before I shut up, because I realize, like, you know, it's kind of like a little ticking bomb here.
You're technically still on the air for 7 minutes. Do whatever you want.
I was just going to say that, like, I think I've tried to share this with you like in some form or another over the last like however many years. We've only talked like a very tiny bit since
we've all
I left the show.
Kind of had our head down doing our own thing, you know. And to our sadness, we haven't been in contact as much as we'd like to be.
Yeah, and like, I think so much of that is because I've been trying to figure out, like, is it even possible for me to exist in the same way that I used to? But I am so grateful, and I feel like if the last few years, like in my time away from you, have taught me anything, it's that what I was doing and what I was a part of was so important. Like, on my worst day, sometimes I felt like there's no, what am I doing to make the world a better place? I'm talking about celebrity news. This is goofy. Like, how much of my life can I spend like not doing something that has real impact? And I thought I wanted to like run for president. Like,
sure.
I thought that I wanted to like
change the world.
Yes.
You still have a copy of the Constitution you keep in your back pocket all the time.
No, but I genuinely.
She's a sovereign citizen.
Yeah. I genuinely felt like I had to like go run for office or something to make a difference.
Because, there's so many things going on in the world, and you had to talk about, you know, Cardi B's
silly
butt lift.
Stupid stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And so what I'm trying to say with way too many words, I've been really quiet for such a long time, is that I realize now that I was always doing something that was so important. And you guys tried to teach me that all the time. Like, you told me every time that I was like struggling, and I was like, you could tell that like something was happening in me.
Right.
Like, you would say, like, it's an escape. You would say that on the air our listeners listening.
We always try to be an escape from the dumpster fire that is the world right now.
Right. And I've realized, especially as it feels like things are so much heavier, and how many people, like, across industries, like, not even just entertainment, are feeling the weight of how the world is changing.
Uh-huh.
And they're struggling to feed their families and things like that, pay their rent. Laughter is so important.
It is.
Levity is important. Community is important. And like, that camaraderie that like we always had, even when I didn't understand how important it was.
Yeah.
Ew, this is so embarrassing, but I'm just saying, I see it
Preach.
Now. And I just wanted to say that to your faces, that I see how important all of that is. And you had that before I came and after, and you can continue to have it even after you get out of this place. You're worthy of better.
Thank
you. Know.
You.
We love you so much.
I love you too.
And that's about it for us.
I'm terrible at goodbyes. So I'm not going to say goodbye. All I'm going to say is Woody is my brother. There is no connection to another human being that I can even fathom that is like what I've had with this guy since the early 90s.
You've seen me at my best. You've seen me at my worst.
And me. You know, you've seen all that for me. And I would never want to do this any other way, and it never would have been possible without you and all the other people that have been such a huge part of my life. Everybody that worked at the River, at Fly 92 in Albany, New York, here at Totally Hits, Jonathan Shuford, Rich Davis, Jimmy Steele, Charlie Quinn, who kind of gave us the chance to come to Nashville.
Bud Walters. I actually got a Facebook message from him.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, he's still around. He's in California, I think. But
Bud Walters, the owner of the station here, you know, hey, the financials didn't work.
Yeah. But
great man. And all the people that we worked with here, I cannot tell you the friends we made in the industry, but more importantly, the listeners. That bond that we have is so special, and I know you would let us into your life, and I couldn't be more grateful that you let us be close to you in that way, and it was an honor and a privilege.
I love you, Jim, and I just can't say words now, but we will come back as in a podcast or something. You know, if I can get the night off of Chili's. It's all you can eat shrimp night tonight. Sorry, I can't make the podcast. That's going to be my excuse from now on. But, you know, we'll constantly be brothers. And you know, yeah. I wish you nothing but success with your new job. And hopefully I land somewhere soon myself.
Yeah.
You're so, going to land. It's going to be fine. It's going to be so much better than okay.
Yeah. As a tattoo of Frank Sinatra saying the best is yet to come.
Yeah.
I believe it. We love you guys.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.